Random House Audio presents Operation Mincemeat, How a Dead Man and a Bizarre Plan Fooled the Nazis and Assured an Allied Victory by Ben McIntyre. Read for you by John Lee. For Kate and Melita, and Magnus and Lucy. Who in war will not have his laugh amid the skulls? Winston Churchill, Closing the Ring. Preface. In the early hours of July 10th, 1943, British and North American troops stormed ashore on the coast of Sicily in the first assault against Hitler's Fortress Europe. In hindsight, the invasion of the Italian island was a triumph, a pivotal moment in the war, and a vital stepping stone on the way to victory in Europe. It was nearly a disaster. The offensive, then the largest amphibious landing ever attempted, had been months in the planning. And although the fighting was fierce, the casualty rate among the Allies was limited. Of the 160,000 soldiers who took part in the invasion and conquest of Sicily, more than 153,000 were still alive at the end. That so many survived was due, in no small measure, to a man who had died 7 months earlier. The success of the Sicilian invasion depended on overwhelming strength, logistics, secrecy, and surprise. But it also relied on a wide web of deception, and one deceit in particular, a spectacular trick dreamed up by a team of spies led by an English lawyer. I first came across the remarkable Ewan Montague while researching an earlier book, Agent Zigzag, about the wartime double agent Eddie Chapman. A barrister in civilian life, Montague was a naval intelligence officer who had been one of Chapman's handlers, but he was better known as the author in 1953.